This is program number LW2490. Well, you know, it's amazing how powerful fear is. Hi, this is Larry West. It happened in the Congo several years ago. A young black man took a journey, a native there, and on his journey he spent the night at a friend's house. The next morning, the friend prepared a wild hen for breakfast. Now, for some unexplainable reason, the young visitor was prohibited from eating wild hens. By tribal custom, he was forbidden to eat it. Seeing the bird there in front of him, ready to eat, he asked his friend if the dish were really a wild hen. Well, his host said it was not. He said it was something else. Relieved, then, the young black man ate a hearty breakfast. A few years went by, I said a few years, and the two of them met again. The friend asked his former guest if he would go and eat with him a wild hen. And the young man said, no. He said, it's impossible. You see, I have been solemnly warned by our magician never to eat that food, he said. Well, the friend laughed and asked, why should you refuse to eat the dish now? You were perfectly happy to eat it before. Shocked, now this is a true story, when the young black man learned he had been tricked several years before, he immediately began to tremble violently, and within 24 hours, he was dead. Scared to death, he became a victim of his own fear, and literally scared himself to death. Here's another true story. It happened on Friday the 13th back in 1946. A Georgia midwife was called in that day to deliver three babies in the same area of the Okefenokee Swamp. Now, for some unexplainable reason, she put a curse on all three of those babies. They all happened to be girls. The woman cursed the first baby by saying that she would die before she was 16 years of age. She proclaimed that the second one would be dead before she reached 21. The third one, she said, would not live to see her 23rd birthday. Well, the first two predictions were strangely accurate. The first girl, 15 years old, was killed in a fatal auto accident. The second one was killed by gunfire in a nightclub brawl the night before her 21st birthday. That left the third one wondering about her fate. 2 years later, in 1969, she ran hysterically into a Baltimore hospital, crying, claiming that she was doomed to die before her 23rd birthday, which happened to be just 3 days away. Doctors and nurses could find nothing wrong with her physically. It was obvious, though, that she was under great emotional stress, so they admitted her to the hospital for observation. The next morning, just 2 days before her birthday, she was found dead in her bed, the victim, evidently, of the strong power of fear. You know, fear is the very thing that hinders us from doing a lot of things, from being productive, from being able to live a happy and fulfilled life. I know some who simply won't go on any trip. They don't want to get too far away from their doctors. They're afraid something might happen to them and they'd be found too far from home. I know others who are afraid to get married, afraid to have children, afraid to apply for a better position at their jobs. They just don't think they can handle it. I know a guy who has been working at the same job, working concrete, for more than 30 years. It's hard work. When those above him ask if he wants to move up in the company, he always refuses. Why? He says, well, I know I can do this job. If I try something else, I might not be able. He's too afraid to try. For too many of us, fear controls our lives. I know some who won't even consider the demands Jesus Christ makes simply because they're too afraid they can't live up to the standard. I don't know if that's your fear or not. In case it is, let me read something to you. It's found right here in the Bible. It's a message from God. He is speaking. And God says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I don't know about you, but reading those words lifts my whole spirit. You see, God is able. If anyone is able, God is able. So today, stop scaring yourself to death. There is power in believing, whether it be in the false magical art of voodoo, the false bait of our own 20th century circumstances, or in the true power of the living God. There is power in believing, especially when it's focused on the mighty hand of the living God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.